From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the U.S. put Iran on notice at the U.N. Security Council over anti-government protest in the Islamic Republic, where more than 20 people have been killed and scores arrested in the past week. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for the public session. Haley said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long, festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them. And it has allowed the regime to spread conflict and instability far and wide.
Demonstrators are angry about the economic situation and the government's use of resources in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen instead of at home. U.S. President Donald Trump posted on Twitter late Friday, "Good idea, Ran." This is in response to a tweet from Senator Rand Paul about ending aid to Pakistan. The United States said its decision to suspend military aid to Pakistan will cost Islamabad just under $2 billion. Heather Noward is the U.S. State Department spokesperson.
"We need Pakistan to deny safe haven to or lawfully detain those terrorists and militants who threaten U.S. interests. The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship."
And U.S. President Trump lashed out at the media Friday as a provocative new book, Fire and Fury, by Michael Wolff, hit the stands, portraying the first year of his presidency as one in shambles and him as childlike and possibly in need of psychiatric help. This is VOA News. Two former Zimbabwean cabinet ministers who were loyal to ousted President Robert Mugabe appeared in court Saturday on corruption charges. But as VOA Sebastian Mufu reports, their lawyers say the charges are pure victimization, targeting those who were against President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who replaced Mugabe.
Former Foreign Affairs Minister Walter Muzembe and former Energy Minister Samuel Udenge were arrested Friday and appeared in court Saturday, where they were released on bail. Job Sikala, the lawyer for Muzembe, spoke to reporters after court proceedings.
"The charges that my client is facing are really ridiculous charges. These are charges whereby they are saying that he donated to churches some television screens, those that were used during the World Cup period."
The duo joins former Finance Minister Ignatius Chombo and former Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa and several other senior officials who are out on bail on corruption-related charges.
Russia's Supreme Court has upheld a ruling barring opposition leader Alexei Navalny from running in the March presidential election. The High Court upheld the Central Election Commission's decision banning Navalny from running because of his conviction on criminal charges. Navalny and his followers say those charges are politically motivated. North Korea has accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks Tuesday. VOA's Bronwyn Benito reports.
The meeting will take place at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Observers see any dialogue between the North and South as seen as a positive step in improving relations on the Korean Peninsula, which would contribute to the overall stability in the region. Malaysia has agreed to allow a U.S. firm to resume the search for a Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 that disappeared in March of 2014. The Malaysian Transport Minister said Saturday that Ocean Infinity, a seabed exploration company, is doing the search on a no-fine, no-fee basis. That means that the company will not be paid if it does not find the plane. The Boeing 777 vanished during a flight from Kuala Lumpur. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.